Okay, boom. What's happening, beautiful people out in podcast land? My name's Jack Nagel, and this is another episode of Real Drug Talk, where we talk about drugs, alcohol, addiction, addiction recovery, and anything else that is going on and is interesting in the space. Now, today's show, just for everyone, a little bit different. Going to have a bit of a quick, short, sharp show. And it's just going to be with moi riding solo because this is something that's been coming up a lot lately, and it's something that comes up every year at this time of year, and it's something that I just wanted to kind of put out there for anybody that's listening that might be, you know, sort of sitting on the fence with things. And that is the need to get help right now, even though it feels really hard with like the silly season coming up in Australia, the sun's out, all that sort of stuff, Christmas, holidays, financial pressures, all of that. Regardless of all of that, it's so important to just overcome the kangaroos jumping in the top paddock and get help now, because the reason is this time of year causes all types of havoc for people and makes it actually harder for you to flip the switch and get, inverted commas, recovery or make changes in your life long after this time of year. Now, I wrote a little bit about this in our email newsletter that we send out on Wednesday, because it's been on my mind and I've already started having these conversations with people where they're like, I'll just wait until like next year. It's too hard this time of year. I don't have the resources to get help right now at this time of year, all that sort of stuff. And I just wanted to put it out there on the podcast and call bullshit on it. And I'll tell you why, right? I'm not trying to be, overly dramatic or like a shock jock or anything like that. I just want to be really honest with anybody that's listening that this might be kind of hitting a nerve or ringing a bell somewhere, even if it's family, or even if you're someone that is already kind of in recovery a little bit, but you're just on cruise control and you need to like step up the game a little bit. This time of year, it's super important to A, get the help if you haven't already, or B, super vigilant, because shocking shit happens to people at this time of the year and it's horrible. So I'm talking like nearly once a year, I get a call and people will tell me like the following things that Billy, Bob, Jane, John, whatever you insert your name, was driving and they'd had a few too many beers or wines at lunch and they hit someone, right? I get a call like that from people that I've been communicating with that are sort of maybe wanting to get help. I get a call like that at least once a year at this time of the year. And again, it always happens at this time of the year, in my experience, because, yeah, everybody's in a bit more of a festive mode, the alcohol's flowing, you know, people are having a good time, there's festivals on, drugs are out and about, you know, all that sort of stuff. So that's one. People's marriages tend to break down at this time of year. I'll get calls about marriage breakdowns or relationship breakdowns, because somebody might have spent all the money that was saved up for Christmas presents or part of that money on drugs and alcohol, or there's just, you know, heaps of arguments happening because you or your loved one is just getting so pissed or high so much around Christmas time. And it's just causing heaps of arguments and embarrassing times happen in front of other families or whatever. That's a massive one. Or, you know, like just a myriad of other reasons that can all occur. And it's because at this time of year, as I said before, everybody's feeling a bit jolly, alcohol's flowing, you know, it's kind of more acceptable because there's lots of festive reasons happening with drugs and alcohol to go out and get fucked up. But equally, there's like family around, there's catch-ups, there's events, and it's just a perfect storm for disappointment and heartbreak and heartache to occur, right? Those extreme examples do happen where, you know, I at least get one a year where, I don't know, someone's had an accident and something really fucked up happens, or somebody overdoses because they're just going too hard, or whatever it might be. Like, lots of bad stuff happens. And the reason why it's important to get help now and change things up is because all of those really bad experiences, financial pressures, you know, that's the other one, is that a lot of people will kind of lose businesses around now because they've been unmanageable with their drug and alcohol use throughout the year. They might already be in like some debt or something like that. And then just because of the tough Christmas environment where people aren't kind of spending a lot of money on extra things that don't relate to Christmas and whatever. Yeah, people like lose their business and the financial pressures and stresses that come with Christmas and all of that, you know. So there's lots of different stuff that can happen. And going back to the point I was making just before, the reason why it's so important that you do something about it now, even though it feels hard, is because the consequences from all of these fucked up things that can happen at this time of year last well beyond November and December, right? And they often take people, financial pressures, relationship breakups, legal issues, they take people well into the following year. And you know, often a lot of times can take the whole year, but definitely deep into the first quarter or beyond of the first year. And then, you know, it's just so challenging to overcome those personal issues and get help and change your ways on top of that. And it's really funny. I was going through just like some of the stats and some of the anecdotal evidence from people that we've collected, from all the people that we've worked with. And a lot of the people that actually do the best long term and have the best results long term with the work that we do are the people that do something about their addictive patterns and change up their relationship to drugs and alcohol now. And I think it's because if you can stay sober and make changes now when there's heaps of weddings going on, when there's heaps of social events, when there's Christmas parties, work breakups, you know, all this sort of stuff, change your relationship to alcohol in particular, but drugs as well. If you can do that now, then you're definitely going to be able to do it when social events and life is a little bit quieter and things are a little bit easier, you know, because I'm not going to deny that it adds an extra challenge at this time of year because things are everywhere. But it's super important not to just be that guy that says, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it next week, I'll do it soon. Because before you know it, you keep saying that and you turn around and like you're 50 and you have all these fucking regrets and, you know, you're licking your wounds, and you just wish that you did it earlier. And in the short term, I see it every year. I hate fielding the calls. It's usually around March, late February, early March, where people call me up and say, Jack, I wish I just had a fucking listen to you back in November or December. I wish I just had done something now. I didn't do it. And this happened, as has happened. And my life is, yeah, kind of way more fucked than it was. And it's just been the worst time ever. So if you can, if you're listening to this and you're someone that has been sitting on the fence for a while, not sure if you want to get help or not, you know, wanting help and just kind of feeling nervous to do it. You're one of those people that I'm talking about where you just kind of like, yeah, I'll just do it. I'll just do it in the new year. Please know that it's way harder just to flick the change-making switch than you think it is. And the time is actually now to make the changes, okay? So because of this, I get it. It's a crazy time. Everybody does the best if they do our like longer term programs, intensive longer term programs, 6 weeks or the 12 months. And we would love if you could come and do that. But if you're struggling to do that, we've actually like reduced our breakthrough sessions, which are just one-off individual sessions, or you can do a couple of them and we create a bit of a plan. We've made them 50% off for this time of year because the world's nuts and there's like inflation and cost of living pressures and all that kind of stuff. So I get it. So we've tried to reduce and make the barrier to entry way easier. Now it's just up to you guys to like kind of take us up on it and make the changes and do something, and just not be one of those people that's kind of stuck out in the mess, you know, over Christmas and you know, Christmas in 2022 ends up being a shocker, all right? So I hope that's a help for people listening that are kind of sitting on the fence, you're one of those people that kind of says, oh, I'll get help next year. I hope that helps. Please hear me that it happens every year. I talk to hundreds of people. This is the time of year that causes the most havoc. So don't be one of those people and let it happen. And if you are someone in recovery and you're just kind of on cruise control, this is a danger time. This is a danger zone. Get your shit together, create a plan, and really like focus on positive behavior change in this time and get serious, because it's a time of year where a lot of people slip up as well. Stay well, people. The link will be in the notes for the breakthrough session, or you can call us to have a chat, and just stay safe over this Christmas period. Looking forward to vibing in your ears next week. Peace.